FM News Hour with Motlhaping Modise.
Ke sa milefelele sumi ya mabedi le borobongwe re tswa ko ring ya borobedi 29 minutes after 8. You are still listening to UFM News Hour. Nge re go kaetse ka kopano ya batlhankela bagolo le botsamaisi ba magale Water Board le ditheo tse di farologaneng tseo di akaretsang bo masepala, mafapha a puso le ba bangwe mo puisanong e go tlhalosiwang fa e ntse botlhokwa segolobogolo mo go thadiseng seemo le tiragatso ya Magalies Water Board. And David Magai speaking for Magalies Water is on the line with us. David, welcome to UFM.
Good evening, Mochating, and to the rest of the UFM's news, our listeners.
So talk to us, David, about the purpose of today's meeting. What was it?
The reality is that having taken over the northwest operations of the now defunct Sibidang Water, we had been engaging a number of water service authorities in the northwest province, particularly in the Ngakamodiremolama district and Dr. Rek, Sohomote, Mombati districts, on a one-to-one basis. But even above that, in those engagements, we were also accorded an opportunity by the district municipalities through the political leadership to also interface with the local municipalities. And as a result of having done that stakeholder engagement exercise and not having really had a perfect, if one may put it that way, opportunity to engage with stakeholders in a larger format, we then opted to have our Captains of Industry event today in Mahikeng, which, like you correctly said in your introduction, sought to invite municipalities in the Northwest Province, but over and above that, even municipalities that are outside the province where we currently offer our services. And really part of the deliberation was to provide some feedback to the performance of the organization, financial and otherwise, which amongst others includes three back-to-back clean audits that we've registered in the three last financial years, to talk about some of the projects that we have undertaken, as well as the studies that Magalies Water has done within its area of operation in order to respond more adequately to the water question.
Sure.
And to ensure that as it relates to bulk infrastructure maintenance and development, Magalies Water is up to the task and really knows what it needs to do in responding to the availability of potable water to the communities of the Northwest Province.
Sure, and maybe a listener somewhere is wondering as to but what have Magalies Water done so far in responding to the water question? What would you say to that particular listener?
Well, in fact, I'll gladly say to you, Mutlapi, currently in the Ngakamodiremolema district, and particularly Mahikeng local municipality and Ratlo local municipality, we are busy with projects that will address water supply challenges. For example, in Mahikeng, we are currently upgrading the Mabatu water treatment plant by an additional 10 megaliters per day, and that is really about 10 million liters of potable water, because we have identified a need of growing demand in the Mabatu and Mahikeng area, and we are adequately responding to that. In Ratlo, we are also busy building a reservoir that will assist as part of the rural bulk water supply network into the Setlahole and neighboring areas, where residents will benefit directly to the access and availability of potable water, which currently is really not the case because you've got a soaring demand of water and the supply is somewhat lagging behind. I mean, in Moretele, about a year ago, we launched off the Moretele South pipeline that is connected to the Drift Water Supply Scheme. As I'm speaking to you now, 2 months ago, we were in Moretele with the Minister Senzongunu to unveil another key project that involves the construction of a whole new reservoir, as well as an extension of the bulk pipeline into Moretele, which will service other areas such as Mokokhelo. So Magalies Water is an organization that is on the ground, hard at work, and ensures that it lives up to its constitutional objectives of ensuring that any person within its area of operation has adequate supply of potable water, which is of the highest quality.
But again, back to Mahikeng, David. Mahikeng, unlike Rustenburg, don't have sustainable surface water supply. How are you hoping to sustain that, except Situ Modem that is already supplying the Mahikeng local municipality with water?
In preparing to take over the responsibilities of the now disestablished Sibidang Water was to undertake a due diligence study which gave us a number of key learnings and lessons that we needed to draw some wisdom from. One of the things that we have come to accept and be at peace with is that when you look at the geohydrology or the water formation in the Makamodirimolema district, by and large, you cannot have a system that is similar to what we are currently implementing in Bojanala, where, for example, when you look at Moses Kotane or Rustenburg, those two municipalities are strictly supplied by surface water. So we've had to make amends and try to apply ourselves to the context and situation, and we've come to the scientific conclusion that we need to do blending of supply. Where necessary, you supply certain areas of the district with surface water, as is the case with the Mabat water treatment plant, where you're actually drawing water from the city of them. But in certain instances, for example, in areas of Raklo, in the digital water area, there is a requirement for you to sink boreholes in order to then augment and ensure that the supply of water that you have underground at least makes some dent to the demand of the communities where there is no surface supply, surface water which can be used as a source of supply. So that is really what we've been doing. When you look also at Dr. Ritsu Homotimon Party, parts of Taung are supplied and Freiburg, by the way, through surface water sources. But when you traverse to your Khanye, such a Moroccan area, that's where you don't have any surface water available, and you then have no other option but to use underground water as a source of supply.
But how sustainable is that?
One of the things that Makhalis Water has been doing is to tell municipalities and educate them about what we call a water aquifer. So a water aquifer would be a water source which is underground, which can give you a number of years of uninterrupted supply, obviously taking into account, you know, rain forecast and global warming or environmental issues. But what we have learned, particularly in Binakamodirimolema district municipality, that part of the challenges was that as and when there were water projects that were unlocked, more often than not, detailed studies were not taken into account to the extent that they would be sinking boreholes within a period of 2 or 3 years. Those boreholes have run dry because they didn't do the proper work as it relates to the investigation of the aquifer or geohydrology. So that is one of the things that we have done to even say to the municipalities, as and when you want to unlock water projects, as it relates to boreholes, make sure that you apply yourself, you do extensive research to the extent that when you sink a borehole, at least you've got some leverage, some comfort that from this water source or this particular borehole, we are able to have water supplied to the community in excess of 15 or 20 years before we can then look elsewhere, if possible, for alternate boreholes wherein water can be sought for the benefit of the community.
And I'm sure the people of Ramotsirimu Ilwa in Ngakamodirimolema are shaking their heads, David, asking themselves as to when are you really going to deal with their water challenge that they've been struggling with for so many years. I'm asking this because I understand you are intervening there on behalf of the Department of Water and Sanitation, and this after their protest last year. You were tasked by the minister to investigate what the challenges are, develop a business plan, and cost it. When are you expected then to resolve the water challenge in Ngakamodirimolema and Ramotsirimu Ilwa in particular?
Well, much happening. In fact, now that you talk about our intervention, we've already introduced the appointed contractor to the authorities in Ramotsirimu Ilwa. We have made means to ensure that the political leadership of Ramotsirimu Ilwa knows and welcomes the appointed contractor, and we've extended the same courtesy to the traditional leadership. And we have been on the ground engaging with the municipality and the traditional authority to tell them how we are going to be, you know, delivering on the project, kit, which also includes local beneficiation or SMME opportunities. We have been on an ongoing basis engaging the municipality about how we are going to implement and ensure that the community of Motsirimila benefits. But while we are still talking about the issue of Dinokana, it just ties to what we had just previously spoken about. The name Dinokana, by the way, talks to the connectedness of rivers. And what a study that has been done in that particular area has found is that actually underground, you've got an, if I may put it loosely, an untapped water source which can benefit the area. And in the research and investigations that we have done, we have also found that in certain instances, not too much attention was paid to where the aquifer was, so that you can actually go to the exact location where you've got a whole lot of underground water in abundance for the benefit of the community. So some of the work that we've been doing together with the Department of Water and Sanitation is to engage and educate the political leadership at a very low level, as well as the traditional authority, on what needs to be done, making sure that all of these water projects, particularly where you don't have surface water as a primary source, of water supply to communities, that infrastructure is invested where we know scientifically we are going to derive value for money, if I may put it that way, and to the extent that communities will have a long-lasting solution to their current water woes. And we've made a commitment to the minister to say we are going to deliver the project on time and within budget for the benefit of Ramotseregnima.
Very lastly, David, to you, and if you may, please, briefly, how serious a challenge is the underserviced municipal debt to you as the water utility?
The reality is that we continue to engage municipalities on an ongoing basis. More recently, we had decided to take some steps within the frameworks that have been set up for an institution such as ours to ensure that municipalities such as Kabazimbi, which have failed to ensure that they keep their account in check, we are, you know, reining them in.
So what do you mean reining them in simple terms, please?
In terms of our debt collection policies and the applicable frameworks, we are able to reduce supply to ensure that the municipalities that pay, for instance, for 3 megaliters are provided with for 3 megaliters. For example, we have written back that ordinarily and contractually should be getting 65, but we are, because of demand, we are supplying them over beyond 60 megaliters today. Should we then have the Rustenberg fail to pay in accordance to what we are providing them, we are well within our rights, as we have done, if you remember, when we issued a communicate around the water to say we will be restricting to the contractual agreement over and above what was agreed upon as an additional bio supply. So these are some of the measures that we have then had in place, so that municipalities and other customers to Makhaliso pay for what they need. Anything that they shall be supplied with as a surplus and they fail to pay for, we are then going to withdraw or reduce.
Thank you so much. David Makhaye is speaking for Makhaliso. Let's take a break.